Look at your face. When all I could see was myself looking back at me. Reflection. And all I could do was think about sleeping next to you. Look at your face. When all I could see was myself looking back at me. Reflection. And all I could do was think about sleeping next to you.
What would it take to make a woman like you? You a wolf like me, for what I really might be. Listening to lyrics only, here's what I allow. You gotta try to make me testify for here and right now. Let's have a confrontation over a cold one. I'll give you conversation just to see if you can hold them. I play so dumb because I know some of these starstruck small talk art fucks is no fun. I'm the blood type that goes straight.
That song, I am dancing my ass off in my seat.
What we usually do though, when we play our intro song, we all end up like kind of dancing.
Because we all love what we play.
We only play the shit we love.
Love it.
Remember that one Saturday Night Live character?
I like it a lot. I love it a lot.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Welcome to Raw Radio. This is episode 7.
Hi everyone. Lucky number 7, and
how's
I'm
everybody
back.
Doing? Of course. He's asking me, can I talk? See, this is why I fuck up. I knew.
Oh my God, you couldn't keep up the anonymity. Like, you were
listen.
Just like, it took you 1 second to
Annabelle. You wrote that name in a cursive handwriting. Like,
okay, but you didn't even look at it before you read it.
I told our
put it on your forehead.
Annabelle.
On your forehead. Put it there.
We told our I told our guest host write the alias that you want to go by on a piece of post-it note so I don't forget.
And we'll
I
bleep it out. Can we bleep it out
I'll
later?
I'll bleep it out. I started off the show saying her real name. I'm sorry about that.
Her name is Annabelle.
Annabelle, how
are you? Annabelle today. I am very well.
You do look really well, by the way. Love your
new
hair.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's so good. But it's worth it.
Thank you, Annabelle, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I know you were working crazy hours today, right?
16
I've been
hours
crazy
a day.
Hours for the last 3 days.
All week, actually, last
All
3 days,
yeah. It's been busy at work.
So this is good. You can come to the show, have a drink, relax, mellow out.
Yeah.
We love you.
I'm sorry for saying your real name.
It's all right.
Can we get over that? Because we're going to bleep it out.
I'm sure you're going to mess up again in the next few
And I'll mess
minutes.
It up a few times. So you're about to hear a few bleeps on today's Raw Radio show.
Beep!
We're not cursing. It's just covering my name.
And the reason why we're covering her name is because we're about to ask her some pretty scandalous questions and, you know, some pretty interesting things about the stuff she's done.
And what's funny is usually in our society, we think of sex as very taboo.
Right.
So to cater to that belief, we have to camouflage
her. But I thought we don't cater to any beliefs on this show.
Well, we don't. So why are we camouflaging her?
Well, the reason is because she doesn't want her real name to be found. Hey, by the way, with me this week, Yeva is back. Yeva.
Hi, guys. I was sick for 2 weeks, but I'm healthy as ever, and life is a fucking amazing
Wait a
trip.
Minute. What's wrong with you? Why were you sick for a week, 2 weeks? That's so unlike you. You have total control of your body. What the hell's the matter with you?
I gave in to my emotional needs.
Oh, so you weren't paying attention and the flu or whatever got to you, huh?
Well, you know, my guards were down and the flu said, I'm going to attack that bitch right now. So they got to me and I'm telling you, I gave in to my emotional weaknesses.
Right. And then you ever took that flu by the chokehold and
she
put that shit down.
Well. I saw her. She was handling
even when
the
I was sick,
well.
I was partying.
Could you tell how bad I was doing without you, Yeva?
No, it was great. Honestly, the last show, fantastic. Especially that bit you did about what's his name, James Brown.
Oh, the
I feel good.
The wacky movie trailers.
Yes,
we're gonna do some more of that this week. But
it was great.
But emotionally, you could tell where I was without you, Yeva. It's like Yeva's my love, and I need her by my side at all times.
Well, you know, I can only contribute so much to humanity. And if Raw Radio's it,
you're the
let's
wind
ring it.
Things wings.
The Yeva, wind you're my Robin Quivers, wings. And Howard Stern needs you.
I feel good. Patrick, a little late on that? Can you come in like 5 to 10, 15 minutes later?
Hey, Pat, the sound engineer, are you just having fun with the sounds this day? No matter what they have to do with, just play every song we have. How about that?
And go.
But you said you were working all week?
Annabelle.
Okay, so
another bleep.
So we're gonna bleep that name twice.
Another bleep again.
You said you were working all week. What do you do for a living?
We're not gonna discuss that because it's like the Mason thing. If we're discussing her, you know, camouflaging her identity, we cannot speak of her job.
Annabelle, doesn't matter what you do for a living, does it?
Well, it actually does.
Tell us
about
it.
Have a lot
then.
To do with where I come from, how I've experienced,
and?
What I've seen. You know, I've just been busy seeing a lot of
old people.
driving around rich people, working for old people, rich old people.
When you say you're working for old people, what do you do for
like
them?
Like 90-year-olds, right?
90-year-olds.
Do you wipe
their
diapers or clean their up? No, you don't do that kind of stuff. What do you do?
Okay, I can say this much. I work at a country club
Okay.
where
a lot of very rich old people about to die hang out.
Yes.
It's like God's waiting room. Yes. She works at God's waiting room. Like Stewie said.
No, you don't work
I was going to tell my whole life story. Go ahead,
I'm just saying. That was the perfect ideology.
You know, every time
we
mask your name as Annabelle, you know what it makes me think of? Like when you know how the strippers have the fake aliases?
Mercedes.
All right, guys, give it up for Celeste on stage.
Well, today I'm Annabelle. Give it up to Annabelle.
But that's not a stripper name. We should have given you... We should have given you a fake stripper name. Like
Annabelle is a fake stripper name.
I've been to a strip club like 2 or 3 times. I don't remember an Annabelle.
That's it?
I don't remember Celeste.
Have you been to Vegas?
Strip clubs suck.
Spearmint Rhino. It's the best. Vegas.
There's a Spearmint Rhino here in LA.
It's not the same as Vegas.
No?
Anything goes in Vegas and you know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like...
So, by then, you don't even care. It's all tits and ass from there. Like you go
yeah, but it's
the
what
same.
They do with that tits and
you know
and
what strip clubs is?
Well,
it's a guaranteed way for a guy to just get blue balls.
Right. No, like, but women
you can
that
look,
satisfy.
But you can't touch.
So why would guys want
to
go to
strip?
How
for
much?
The right money.
How
for
much?
The right amount of money, they are willing
well,
to
let's say you're a regular Joe Schmo.
Actually, Annabelle is right. For the right amount of money, strippers will fuck you like hookers.
I've heard stories. I've seen stories. I've driven. I also
I've heard stories
drive
too.
As a limousine driver.
She's a sexy limousine driver, by the way.
You're a limousine driver? Tell us a story.
As well. I've seen many stories. I've seen a lot of people doing a lot of cocaine, marijuana in a car, having a lot of sex. They want me to watch. They leave. They make sure that the blinds are down.
Are you serious?
I'm
kinky.
Watching, yes.
So wait, that turns them on to know that the driver of their limousine is watching the action.
Because
the
driver of the limousine is an attractive woman.
Well, of course.
I'll tell you. Okay.
If you were some nasty Arab driver, like
why Arab? Why not like?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like taxi cab drivers are all Arab limousine.
Why not like an Italian guy?
I'm not an Arab. Like taxi drivers are all Arab.
In New York.
In New York. Yeah.
In Glendale. No, in LA, all taxi drivers are Armenian. But that's
right.
So
what was your story?
And all limo drivers are Armenian.
Let's go back to that story you were talking about. What is that?
Let's.
All right, so one time I was driving this couple in a limousine, so they were having sex the whole time because you can feel it while
Did
you're
you see
driving.
His penis?
The car is moving. No, but you
wait a minute. While you're driving, you can feel the car weight shifting?
It's moving because they're having sex. They're bouncing from one corner to another.
Wow, that's some animalistic people you're driving around.
No, that's
there.
Hot, passionate
no, that's
coke
hot,
sex.
Yeah, that's natural people enjoying their limousine.
Were they on coke?
Right.
I'm sure they were on some...
Because that's coke sex if it moves the car.
Yeah, most of the rich people I drive, they tend to be on cocaine.
Even if they're quite old, like
in
their
50s. They enjoy their substances. Like every other person has their own form of substance, there's this cocaine.
Okay.
Yes,
so what happened
is.
During this particular ride?
So, during the sex whole everything escapade, I parked my car. They asked me to park the car. And the man gets out of the car. You know, he tries to fix himself like nothing ever happened.
Right.
And the woman comes out of the car trying to, you know, fix her dress, fix her hair, thinking that I don't know what's going on. And there's a pubic hair stuck on her lip.
What the fuck are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
No.
So they're busy, like, making themselves
making
look normal.
But there's a pubic hair stuck on, like, the corner
of her lip. And she missed the
lip.
Big curly pubic hair on her teeth.
Did you tell her?
No. What am I going to say? Excuse me, ma'am, you have some pubic hair stuck on your lip.
There's something on your lip. It could be a pubic hair or not.
No, I'm sure he would have known. I'm sure it would have fallen off. The wind would have. I don't know. I did not want to go there.
Yeah, you can't say, excuse me, miss, you have a very long...
facial hair.
Curly pubic hair on your lip.
And I think it might be his.
Right.
Because you were just banging each other in the backseat.
Okay,
but
so
I don't
what
know.
Another
thing, telling someone you have spinach stuck on your teeth.
Right.
Then telling someone you have pubic hair stuck on your lip.
Yeah. Different.
And you can't say, you have just something on her teeth, on your teeth or mouth. Because she'll be like, oh, sorry, that's my boy's pubic hair.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So that was the story.
and you just left it alone.
One of many. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I've seen, like, people act in many...
You should have a show of your own, like, limousine confessions, like, taxi cab confessions.
Absolutely.
Actually, there's cameras, but we're not allowed to... We just put the cameras...
You look at it later
purposes.
And jerk off to it?
Probably. Some people
the
do.
Cameras are only in case, like, an incident goes down, then they'll look at it, right? But if it's just the regular...
That was an incident. Regular. Backseat sex.
But it seems like backseat...
that should be a new song. Backseat sex. Oh, yeah.
In
it's a backhand of sex.
But it seems like the backseat coke-induced sex is a normal...
That's the best sex.
Normal incident
the
going
best
on.
Kind
the
of sex.
In their idea. No, I don't think that's the best sex ever.
I always thought if you have sex on some kind of a substance... If you have sex on some kind of a substance, distance, it just kind of kills it for the regular
it.
Sex.
Enhances it. Oh my God.
Not really.
I've done things I've never thought I would do.
In regular
that I've done on coke.
Right. But I'm saying that after that, don't you always want to be on something?
No, because if this is the definition of good sex. When you're having really good sex with someone and two people are really into each other, it's not just mutual masturbation where you use the other person's body.
Right.
La, la, la. When it's really, you're really into someone,
yeah.
Honestly, it's better than any substance-induced sex you could ever have.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, I'm talking about particularly the sex after you've done coke or ecstasy or whatever. People have told me, I've never had sex on like a drug, like coke or X or anything like that. But people have said once you do, it kind of just like kills it.
Not
for normal
true.
Sex.
Not true.
Because you always want to feel like you want to
like
be on
I said,
something.
Real intimate connection kind of sex is better than any ecstasy or coke sex you can ever have.
So it doesn't matter.
No.
It's on ecstasy when you have sex.
Real ecstasy, not induced.
Right.
With someone that is...
So have ever the people that you were driving around, have they ever asked you to join in on their sex?
Ooh. No.
No.
Why?
No. I've created that situation on my own.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Wait. So you look in your rear view, you're like, you guys need to be having sex and I'd like to join.
No, meaning that I've had my own sexual escapades. I don't need
in
to...
In a limousine, you mean?
No.
Outside in my own lifestyle.
What do you mean? Oh. Please explain. I'm dying to know. You mean, what have you done?
I mean, I've created situations with my boyfriends where we... enjoy other partners or enjoy
you've gone
other
to like what are they called
the
swinger parties
yes
you've been to swinger parties with your boyfriend
yes
but
and
you're not officially a swinger just with
I'm
that
not
boyfriend
official swinger but it was just creating an option to explore with whoever I was with at the time.
So your boyfriend at the time was the person that kind of made you take a look at these clubs? You weren't personally interested in these, it's just that he was into it and he kind of dragged you into it? Is that what happened?
No, I've always wondered about it. I always wanted to go.
Okay, so you knew about him.
I knew about him.
So you attracted a partner that took you to it?
No, I attracted a partner that was just making into the sexual world. Like,
so you both...
He's had very few women in his life, so he wanted to explore other options.
That's like a real hardcore way of getting into it, like right away.
Like, let's just dive into the deep end and see what this is about.
I think he's had fetishes. It just he needed the right person to explore them with.
I have a question.
Came across me,
so even before dating you, he himself hadn't gone to these sex swingers
club.
No, not
at all.
He's like,
not at all.
You're the type of girl that seems adventurous and wild,
and
down for anything, whatever.
And he thought, why not?
So you went to a party.
Went to a swingers party in San Bernardino. It's a secluded area. It's
in a house.
Membership only.
Mm-hmm. In a house. So tell us how one of these parties goes about. Like, what happens?
Well, you walk in. Of course, the gentleman always has to come with a lady.
Right, of course.
You cannot go alone.
You can't come with a group of guys like a Hollywood.
If you're a girl, you can go alone, though.
If you're a girl, you can go alone. But
vice
versa, you can't.
So what happens if a group of three guys walks in?
No.
You can't. And it's a membership. It's a very exclusive. You have to pay for his and hers. And
gotcha.
Every time you go, you have to pay a fee to go in.
What is the fee to go in, by the way?
To start up, it's $80 per person.
And obviously, the man probably pays for you
obviously.
And himself. Right.
And every time after that, it's $40 per person. But it is all worth it. There's
no really?
Lines. Are they attractive people there?
There's attractive people. And when you walk in, it's like La La Land for everybody
Disneyland
that
for
loves
sex.
To enjoy open-minded people that like to enjoy sex.
Right.
It's naked. Everybody's naked and free. It's
hold
called
on.
Garden of Eden?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm very intrigued. This is very important and this is very interesting. So your boyfriend and you were both thinking about these sex clubs.
Mm-hmm.
He knew about it and you kind of knew about it, but he had the connection. He had the invite, right?
No, he didn't have an invite. We went online. We started researching swingers.
Swingers, okay.
And we came across this website, Freedom Makers, where they, you know, that's what they do.
They're
it's
called
like
Freedom
a Facebook
Makers. Okay.
For people that swing. So they get together with other couples.
Right.
They explore their options.
Wasn't there a murder case in the news where the wife and the husband were swingers?
Yeah, the boat accident. Wasn't that the one?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Let's
there
not
was
let
one.
A murder case slow us down.
Alex is horny right now. He's horny and he's waiting for more stories.
I want to get into what you're doing at the swingers club. So,
So
you didn't need the invite. You actually went to the website to get it all started.
Yeah.
So any
you
couple
sign
can
up.
Do this. They can go to these. This
if
website.
They're into it. Yeah.
Yeah, you sign
and
up.
And what were they called again?
Freedom Acres.
Freedom Acres.
Acres.
And this house is a big house in San Bernardino. A
lot of acres.
I'm sure.
With
a lot
of
rooms.
Acres. It's out in nowhere. You know where Blockbuster Pavilion is?
Yeah.
It's right by there.
Okay, so you guys drive up.
Well, first you sign up, you get their newsletter. It's a whole process. You fill out an application. You call the person. You talk to them. And, of course, you go in, fill out application. They take your ID.
Really? So you're going in, you're dressed all nice, ready to have sex, but you're sitting down there filling out applications.
Yeah. Oh, it's very legitimate. This is a legitimate business.
Interesting.
Where they have do they ask for, like, AIDS test results and chlamydia results?
No. None of that. No.
No. But it's they want to know who their members are, who they're dealing with.
Well, I want to know if my member has AIDS.
Well, as far as that's concerned,
to your member.
Everyone practices safe sex at these things, right?
Whoever chooses to do whatever they want, I can't go.
It's complete freedom, I guess.
Okay.
You know.
So if someone's in there like, fuck it, it's the 60s. Fuck them.
Yeah, and there's 60-year-olds, there's 70-year-olds, there's 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds. There's
everything.
Every age that is just
into
there.
That.
So Annabelle.
Yes.
This is very interesting. Describe to me, you're walking in there, you're done with all the applications, it's you and your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you're ready to go in and explore all these different people who are ready to be swingers.
Yes.
Tell me what happens next.
You walk in. First, I like to mention that everybody's naked. Like,
are you
serious? You don't see not a lot of penises, but women with their shirts off, a lot of women with their bottoms off. Yes, there's women naked dancing on the bar. Everybody's just having a good time. Pretend you're going to a club.
Right.
But everyone's naked.
Everyone's naked.
It's like a kind of a
and
nude house.
Natural, and everybody accepts the fact that they're at the swinger party.
So as soon as they walk in, they disrobe? Or it's like after the first sexual experience, they're naked after that?
Not after sexual experience. They come in, there's lockers there.
Right.
You can put your stuff in lockers. You can come in with a jacket and take it up.
So wait, if it's my first time and I'm like, I'm not sure, let me just check out the situation. Is it weird that I'm the only one in clothes just checking everyone out?
You can be however you want to be.
However, there's
complete
a massage
freedom.
Parlor. There's people giving you a massage on the corner.
Right.
There's people body painting you.
Okay.
There's a jacuzzi. They offer food.
Naked rave.
Okay.
There's showers. There's places where you walk up. There's separate beds where you can have sex with. Or if you want to invite other couples, you can go to the bigger sections.
Right.
And you can go to sections where you want people to watch you. And there's sections that if you don't want people to watch you, there's a fetish room where you can get attached to a wall.
Whoa.
And there's a gentleman there that can pleasure you in every way possible.
What do you mean there's you mean, hold on. You know how they have like bathroom attendants ready to give you like a napkin to wipe your hands?
Sex attendants.
Or like a squirt of cologne. There's a guy there who...
Yes.
Sex attendants.
Who will fulfill your sexual desires.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can watch... have someone watch you while you're
having sex.
Having sex. Yeah, it's and then there's a main room where you go the third floor and
everyone's having
it's
sex.
It's a squared room with couches all around.
Right.
The square room, imagine just couches all around and there's just people in just having sex
on
out
top
in the
of
open,
each other, next to each other.
Watching other people having sex while they're having sex with their partner.
So is there people just standing up, jerking off, watching other people having sex?
Yes.
There is.
It's just an open that if but you choose to
I'm
have
speechless
people watch
this whole time.
I am speechless. Hold on, details though. Like, okay, let's say someone's standing there jerking
I'm like,
off.
Wow.
If I got Yeva speechless, I'm honored.
Seriously.
Really? Thank you.
No, this
honestly,
is fascinating.
Honestly, I'm just with my mouth open. I'm like, wow, imagining everything
we
you're
can
saying.
Spend a whole
were those couches white leather?
Black, unfortunately. Okay. But
leather?
Leather, yes.
They
yeah. Because
be
they
leather.
Clean easily.
Yeah, if it was fabric, you're going to have a lot of stains on that couch.
A lot of blue light.
Wait, so hold on. A guy standing there, let's say a guy standing there watching another couple and he's jerking off.
Mm-hmm.
Is he jerking off into something? I mean...
He can jerk off on himself.
He's not just squirting in the air, getting everything all over the place. What's going on?
He can be next to you while you're enjoying sex.
But what
does
he come in? I think that was his question.
Yeah, like, does he have a piece of paper?
Unless there's towels being passed around. So you're
okay, like a gym club kind of thing. Always towels and things to wipe off with.
It's a country club for sex.
This is fascinating.
Isn't it?
This is really interesting. We can do a whole 10 hours on this.
Can we YouTube any of this? Like, is any of this recorded? Can
but hold
we watch
on,
this?
Hold on. Let's.
Well, this is very exclusive. I don't know if I should even be talking about it and giving
it's like the
names.
Mason thing. Like,
Annabelle,
you
should definitely be talking about it. And if you're going to talk about it,
I should never giving out the names.
You're doing it on the right show.
Freedommakers.com.
Great if you want to explore your options, like you want to have something exciting, add something exciting in your life. It's
if your relationship is dead, go to a swingers club.
It
basically
doesn't even have to be dead. It
could be alive, and you just want
to
make it
take
more
it to the next level,
more exciting,
oriented.
Or you want to see something
next level
that
right.
can be an addition to your lifestyle. Why not?
So let me ask you a question. Say me and my female partner are walking in. We're both interested. We both want to experience swingers clubs and swing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rules of engagement of whether you can join a couple, join in on a mm-hmm. couple when they're in their bedroom right. by themselves. How do the rules work there?
Right. It's either a mutual understanding.
Meaning you know the couple that's in there. But if we don't,
or you've met the couple on a dance
floor. Do they have right. signs like the door is half open, full
you
open?
You have to get
permission.
Permission by the lady.
The lady never that's the involved. Men. Okay.
Yes. So the lady always has to say yes or no. There should never be pressure.
Because guys say yes to everything.
Yes. So because we're, you know.
Right. I mean, right. yeah, if a lady sees like some old fart that's wrinkled and he's just nasty, he obviously doesn't want to.
Oh my God, you're bringing
back
memories.
Right, so you've been in a situation like this? But before we go to that.
That was the last time I went when I saw this old fart.
That's excellent.
That was the last straw.
Just a guy that does not need to belong in a sex swingers club.
You, yes. you don't want to do anything with him. You yes. don't even want to talk to him.
For some reason, he's there with his schlong hanging out. Retire, like having a
basically.
Good time.
He should definitely retire.
So a lot of, what is that drug?
Viagra.
Viagra.
before we get into that bad situation of this guy, I just want to know real quick. Sorry, I just want to know real quick. The situation is like, let's say there's a couple in a bedroom having sex. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, because we talked about this a little before, and then I told you immediately, stop. We need to talk about this on the radio show. Right, don't say no right. more. You mentioned that if a door is, there's rules. If a door is just nudged open, that means they invite you to come in and engage in sex. If it's all the way open, you're free to watch. And if it's closed, you're not allowed, right?
No, this is a different, I think that was another circumstance.
Wait a minute. How many of these sex clubs have you been to?
A few.
Yeah.
So you and your boyfriend were really interested in this.
Obviously, that's why we're interviewing her, Alex.
We can't go to one spot.
They need to explore their options.
No, this one was the main one right. where we liked going. Was it was like bunk beds. Excellent way to describe it. It was bunk beds. Either you go to a bunk bed that is a little closed off where you can't see them, or you go to a bunk bed that's open out in the air where there's could be 2, 4, or 6 couples having sex.
You mean there's no door?
There's no door at all to any of these places. You imagine you're walking through a maze.
Right.
And you're just walking through a maze of sex.
It's kind of like that movie Eyes Wide Shut.
That's exactly what I thought when we started
but
talking
about
it. But
everybody is just having sex, showering off. I'll tell you, one time we walked in, this is what we walked into. We walk in the front door and there's this girl in front of us giving head to 2 guys.
Right in the front door.
Right in front of the door. We just walk in, we're like, damn, let's get the party started. That's a way to do it.
That's kind of good because it kind of puts it all out there. Like you're walking into
something. This is what it's about.
Yeah. And it was so raw. I was like,
wait a minute.
This is it.
Yeah.
Like you can't go any, like, hey, do you want to go on a date? Do you want to get a drink? Hey, you just
let's just get to the point.
Let's just get it to the point. And she did not know these guys. It was just like.
The guy that she was giving head to, she didn't know.
And like a porn star.
And 5 minutes later, a third person joined in.
So by the end of the night, there's probably like 6 dicks in her mouth.
Yeah.
At least.
I don't know. I didn't count. I didn't stay counting.
What was I going to say to you? I forgot what I was going to ask you.
It doesn't matter. But let's move on with the sex talk.
Oh, yeah.
Why should we move on?
No. This is what I was thinking.
It's just getting better.
With, not from.
So I'm imagining, am I right? This whole place probably smells like ass and sex. Is that right? Does this whole place smell like sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to be safe. I like to say, like, you have to play your cards right and be who you're going to have sex with and be safe. Right. You know, when you walk in and see a woman giving head to guys that she doesn't know.
Of course. Because you could easily pass herpes like that, giving head to someone.
But that's why they should have sex disease questions on the thing you fill out.
Well, that was the one thing that I was not concerned about. But
AIDS free? Yes.
The first thing that entered my mind as soon as these comes in is like, okay, are people aware of like passing
chlamydia?
Sexually transmitted diseases, chlamydia, herpes, whatever, gonorrhea?
But don't you think there should be adults enough to understand that they should process that own information on their own?
Well, of course, but I'm just saying as long as they have 60 or 80 bucks, they can get in there and they don't have to have a sense of responsibility.
Well, you know what you're walking into and you should play it safe.
True. So you like and your boyfriend, needless to say, probably walked in with a lot of condoms, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Family pack.
Oh, and the
Costco.
Great thing about this is you can bring your own alcohol. They put your name on it. And it is your own alcohol. They don't overcharge you for their own brand or whatever.
Right.
You take your own alcohol, you put your name on it, they give you a drink. Each time you want to go to get a drink, they use your own alcohol.
Yeah. So as soon as you pay that entrance fee or whatever for the club, don't worry about anything else. Alcohol. What about drugs? Is there drugs involved in this thing?
I'm sure there is, yes.
But it's that's not as open as the alcohol.
No, no, no.
They don't put your name on the ecstasy pill.
Especially when you're filling out...
This is my vial of ecstasy pills.
This is my pack of coke, thank you.
No, when you're filling out the application, they make sure that you know there's no drugs allowed. I mean, they like to say that for...
To
legality.
Be safe, yeah.
To be diplomatic.
But they know people in there are probably doing E or Coke or whatever.
I'm sure they all are because alcohol just doesn't get you by.
Now, you frequented this more than once, right? What would you say, like five, 6 times you've been at these clubs?
Yes, about.
About five, 6 times. Mm-hmm. Wowzers. And the reason what that made you feel good and comfortable here as opposed to going out to a usual club in L.A., mm-hmm. whatever. What is
everyone's
the difference?
Naked.
How does it make you feel? Other than the obvious, everyone's naked
freedom.
Having sex.
Freedom. That
talk about
you can
that.
Explore. You, when you walk into a club, I mm-hmm. like to, sometimes I see women, I like to imagine what they look like naked.
Right.
Well, imagine walking to a club.
And everyone,
you don't even
she
have
is
to
naked.
Imagine. She is naked.
Right.
And you just see the beauty of her breasts and being raw and being on the floor, dancing and being herself.
Right.
I
so
mean,
there's beautiful
what beats
people.
That?
There's beautiful people here and like some ugly people.
Yes, like any other place.
Right.
You know, you don't. When was the last time you walked into a club and there was like beautiful people?
Everyone's
like,
beautiful.
Everyone just
drop that gorgeous supermodels everywhere.
And also the other end of the spectrum. So,
exactly.
You mentioned some old fart that was just completely wrong in every way. Wanted to have sex with you at one of these things.
Yeah.
How did
he
that go down?
Rubbed me the wrong way.
Literally?
Literally, yeah.
Can you talk about that? What did he look like and where was he when you walked in?
Well, it was their anniversary with his wife.
Uh-huh.
There was their 50th year anniversary. So that tells you how old he was.
Older than 50.
Yeah. Well,
this guy's probably been there for every year that they've been open.
Yes, and they're very open relationship and... So they attached themselves to me and my couple at the time, my partner at the time.
Right, right, right.
And so we were around the room and he was following me. He like really liked me, wanted to constantly touch me, rub me.
Mm-hmm. Young, beautiful girl. Why wouldn't
imagine
he?
And I'm sure maybe he was handsome at one
some
point.
Back in the day, 35 years ago.
I don't want to discredit his beauty at
sure.
all. But at the time,
he wasn't.
Now, it was just an... An elderly man with liver spots on his face.
Oh, God, that is wrong.
No, and
wait,
no,
wait, did he have liver
no.
spots on his cock?
And imagine there's blue lighting, there's fluorescent
love
lighting.
Love that.
Yunk.
Fluorescent lighting on the liver spots on the penis.
And imagine the fluorescent light, it just enhances the liver spots.
Oh, my God. Every time you say liver spots, like I had half an erection talking about this, and every time you say liver spots, it just goes completely flaccid.
Below half an erection.
So anytime
it's
you
actually inverting.
You're turning into a vagina.
I'm going to have a vagina if you keep mentioning liver spots.
Wow.
Okay, hold on, keep going, sorry.
It's all right.
So this man with the liver spots was giving you the moves or the touch
the moves,
or the rub?
Yeah, they were just following me and my partner at the time.
Uh-huh.
So we separated at a time and then we found ourselves in that main room where I was telling him that looks like...
Everyone's having sex.
Everyone is having sex. We ended up there and they happened to be there with his wife. They were enjoying each other's company.
Right.
And my partner at the time thought that... Hey, why not? It's a good experience to have sex with an elderly
older people.
Couple.
Elderly, like, elderly couple.
Elderly couple. I was like,
did you say elderly couple?
Elderly.
Elderly.
Right. Okay.
And
So his wife was also an old fart.
Of course.
Yeah. He came with his wife
both
and they've probably been swingers for like...
So her tits weren't all that great.
Well, they might have been. I wasn't paying attention. His liver spots were taking the spotlight.
Liver spotlight.
Needless to say, this old couple has probably frequented the sex club numerous times.
They were veterans there.
Really?
Yeah, they were veterans.
They had like VIP membership.
Yeah, the bartenders knew their name.
Right, right.
Hollered.
Hey, Louie, how you doing? How's the liver spots doing? Come on in. Okay, go on.
So, in that main room...
A lot of things happened?
My partner convinced me to, of course, go down and sit down and try to, next to them, try to undress. And so we started undressing, trying to get it on. And he just rubbed me the wrong way. He just
technically.
What did he do?
Like, he just came and touched me. And
without
just,
saying anything, he just touched you?
Yeah, just because we were so next to each other. It was like kind of, they thought we were telling them we want to
engage with you.
And vice versa.
Right.
But I was... not into it because he was so unattractive.
Did he have a hard-on the whole time?
Yes.
He did.
Viagra?
Yes.
So he probably popped a Viagra and for 5 hours he's ready to move around every room in this club.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
Good for him. Amen.
Yeah, but you just don't want any part with it.
Yeah.
So basically it says if someone's not attractive, sex ain't going on.
Wait, yeah. but you said your boyfriend kind of influenced you to go sit next to them.
Like I said, he was willing to explore any option.
Even old farts.
It was his, like, freedom of sexual
Your boyfriend explore. Doesn't have granny fetish, does he?
I hope not.
He's had, like, older woman fetish.
Right. Oh, well, that might be it.
That's
might
way older, it, though.
Because he told me later on that he did want to engage with the wife, but I told him I wasn't willing to engage with the husband.
There was just no you got to respect the woman.
Wowzers.
No
I it's think a lot we of can sex go talk. On, we can go on with this for another hour.
But let's listen to some CeeLo.
Hey, we got this CeeLo track for you to hear. This is called... Reckoner off of their it's a live Radiohead cover. Check out
and
Gnarls
it's amazing
Barkley.
His voice amazing.
We'll be right back after these words with some more sex talk. That was Gnarls. That was CeeLo of Gnarls Barkley doing Reckoner. Barkley. It's a live Radiohead cover.
Amazing. Wow.
We only what play vocals? Good shit on this show.
Only.
And
is
the
that
intro
a new
song?
Album by
no, that was
Barkley?
His live session.
That was a live song. And the intro song that you heard at the start of the show is called Reflections by Atmosphere.
Atmosphere
off of their
rules.
Seven's Travels album. Hey, that first half was Wow. Wow.
Wowza.
That was an interesting half. Annabelle, you have quite a bit to share.
Well, whenever you're ready, I'll share more.
I think we're always ready. But it's interesting that you've been to these things like 6 times, but it's only because of your boyfriend. Would you ever go again?
No, I would do it again.
You would?
It's not only because of him. I enjoy right. these things myself.
So let's say you find a new boyfriend. Right now you're single, right?
Yes, I am.
By the way, I got to tell my studio
single
audience, Annabelle
looking.
Is a very lovely, young, red-haired.
Incredibly attractive.
Beautiful eyes. Very attractive. Curvy.
Thank you.
She's got everything going for her. And you being at one of these clubs is definitely an asset to the club.
Definitely an asset. It was an asset. A lot of people are thanking me today for the memories that I've created.
Yeah. Wowzers. Yeah, but have you ever done anything like this?
We're not going to go into that.
So I'm going to take that as a yes.
Long time ago, one day perhaps I may have freaking.
So today on the show we have two sex club aficionados.
No. Listen, sex is between a man and a woman. What they choose to do with their sex life is their adventure.
Yes. Absolutely. By the way, can I mention that our bartender for the show is Alina Parsegian.
Hi, Alina. She's been making amazing
what
drinks
she's been
all night.
Doing is she's been making the drinks for us as we've been going, and we've been having some martinis.
Dirty martinis.
Dirty martinis made with Han Asian vodka.
Oh, I remember
our official
that.
Show sponsor. Of course you remember. You freaking did it.
It's awesome.
Play that again. Let people hear Yeva's beautiful voice.
Han Asian vodka.
We take care of our fucking sponsors on this show.
Yes, we do.
Shit.
Straight out. Listen, if everybody wants to enjoy some karaoke, come to the Sidebar in Glendale on Pacific on Sunday nights.
Fuck karaoke. Come for the lovely, sexy bartender who's making these amazing drinks for
amazing.
Us. Ask for Alina at the Sidebar.
The best apple martini I've had ever. And I'm not being nice because everyone knows I'm not nice.
And if
just
you don't
honest.
Tip her, we're going to kick your ass.
And the dirtiest martini ever.
Ever.
Martinis on the level of sex swingers clubs.
Sex swinger martinis. Wow.
Amazing first half.
You know what I'm saying?
I could ask her like 20 more questions, but...
Can we, no, because everyone's getting horny as we speak. Yeah,
seriously.
You know, everyone's at home jerking off right now, I think. Whoever.
Hey, do you guys want to take a trip up to San Bernardino real quick?
Real quick.
Open Wednesdays and Sundays.
Just real quick. Hey, can I go in with 2 girls? Is that okay?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The more girls, the better.
Right.
Do you know that that's what clubs operate on? If there's no females, it's a sausage fest.
I do know. I've had my situations where I've been held outside because I was with one guy friend and... We're like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, you could
you
buy
knew
drinks
what the
for
fuck
other
was
girls.
Going on.
You had no females.
Yeah, at the time, I didn't know what I was going on. But later, I knew what
me
was going
Yeva
on.
Me and Yeva would walk in through the line and just flash our IDs and walk in because we were just 2 girls.
That's it.
Right.
Looking really good.
Good. Listen, LA nightlife, good if you're a female. You don't have to pay
absolutely.
For anything. Just walk up and walk in.
I agree
sometimes
with you.
Don't even have to pay for drinks.
Sometimes. All the time.
If you can work it, you shouldn't be able to pay for drinks.
But the problem with the drinks part is that if you accept a drink from a guy, you have to hang out with him. So you have to be careful who you
we
accept
talked
a drink
about
from.
That during one of our shows. Yeah, like if a guy buys you drinks, then he kind of clings.
Yeah, so I buy my own drinks so I can have a choice.
Exactly. Beggars aren't choosers. Or are they?
Yeah. Isn't it better when a guy buys you drinks, he actually just kicks back and he just makes it known that he's the one who bought you a drink?
There's whatever, a big right? dog approaching my way.
Our neighbor's dog just showed up. And
hi, dog.
Away.
I thought he was about to
talking
attack.
About guys and buying drinks.
What's up, dog?
Dogs.
Listen, first of all,
yeah,
I find
up,
the entire concept of having to intoxicate a female at a dark nightclub with a lot of noise in order to get her to bed rather abstract. Why do you need to intoxicate this female?
You don't.
If a woman finds you incredibly attractive that's without any alcohol, that's the sign of the best connection.
I know why. You know why? Because it's worked before. They were able to intoxicate a girl,
right.
get her in bed, so they think they can do
so
it
so they're
again.
Not all that,
it
basically.
Does work.
If he needs to be with an intoxicated girl, he's not
it's
all
it's like the pickpocket who stole that one wallet that had $500 cash in it, and he's like, oh man, pickpocketing is the way to go.
Yeah.
One time
exactly.
deal.
So have there ever been situations where a guy has bought you drinks and he just would not let go of you because he feels like since he bought you a drink, you should go home and sleep with him?
Followed you.
Well, that was the only time. After that, I never accepted a drink from a guy.
Really?
Like, I don't need you around. Thank you. No thanks. I don't want you to intoxicate me.
Because when the perfect guy comes along and you have excellent chemistry, drink doesn't even matter.
No, drinks aren't involved at that time.
Right.
drinks are not needed to find someone attractive.
So like, it's basically like a formula to a one-night stand that basically, the guy's probably working on.
Alcohol equals I'm horny and I want to get laid.
Now, I agree with you. Whenever I meet a girl and we have perfect chemistry, it just flows, the conversation. There's no alcohol needed.
Alcohol only later on, maybe.
Sure.
Enhances the amazingness.
In fact, whiskey is like Viagra to me.
I love it, just keeps whiskey. Me going. It's my new favorite drink.
Bring the man some whiskey, Alina.
When is Jameson going to sponsor our show?
Jameson!
Damn, that is some smooth
whiskey.
Damn,
girl, you got some Jameson!
You saying that to a girl?
If I was a guy and I had a white girl.
Hey, you liked the wacky movie trailers we did last week, didn't you?
I loved it. The James Brown thing.
I think we should do that every show. When we play that James Brown song and then we talk about like a fake movie trailer.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one coming up.
No, I don't.
Dude, there's this new movie.
Sleep. Beep. Annabelle.
Annabelle, listen, there's this new movie called It's Complicated, and it's called Facebook the Movie in my world. The actress is fabulous, Meryl Streep, because she's amazing, but it's basically Facebook made into a movie.
Because the name is
It's Complicated, which is the status update.
Oh, Facebook. Like the relationship status.
At one point, Alec Baldwin comes in and says, OMG. Really?
Oh my God. Really? Are you serious?
Really? Wow.
And Alec Baldwin and who else?
Meryl Streep, which is amazing.
This summer, Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep are in the most cookie-cutter bullshit movie called...
It's Complicated. What? I Feel Good!
It's Complicated. Miramax presents in theaters.
If you're horny and single and over 50, go watch this.
I feel good.
Yeah. I knew that I would now.
This winter in theaters, watch Alec Baldwin say OMG in the worst fucking Facebook influence movie in the world.
It's complicated.
It's complicated by TriStar Entertainment.
Why? Why must it suck so hard?
Because they're all cookie cutter. There's no more original shit coming out.
No,
there is. You just gotta look for it.
Avatar?
The original shit is not Avatar is a great
Actually,
movie.
I saw Avatar last night and that shit was pretty good.
Really?
Because there's that dog again.
We're on the radio. Don't pay attention to the dog.
Estrogen.
If only the dog had a voice.
What the fuck is going on here? Drink that olive, baby.
I'm sorry. We fucking stray off topic so often on this show.
Which is not a problem.
If you were here, you'd realize the reason we're talking about a dog is because a dog just walked into our recording room.
You know how cool we are if there's a dog in here right now, randomly.
He's like, what is this party? I've got to be part of this.
It'd be cooler if it was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Annabelle?
That's not Snoop Dogg, honey.
One for the bitches, two for the money.
Oh,
three
shit.
Three for the hoes.
Yeah, what about those bitches?
You are not a Snoop Dogg. You're like a white munchkin right now.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Represent!
Yeah, we got Yeva on my left.
Yeva, that's
we
what high school
Alina,
teachers call me.
We got amazing bartender. Working at Sidebar on Sundays.
That's not
Snoop
Dogg anymore.
Don't get laid.
That's not Snoop Dogg anymore.
I don't get laid, voice number two.
Whoa, you're talking about this radio voice.
Oh, there's number one.
Yeah, but what I need you to do is stop hating on this voice.
That means you have a shriveled up penis that comes in its own drawstring pouch.
97.1 KFPW.
There's that dog again.
Hey, Crawford. What's up, buddy?
Come here, let's play with you.
Let's get dog in here.
That's a big German shepherd.
Let's get the dog on the mic.
The dog's gone.
This summer, Yeva finds the dog of her dreams in...
I feel good! No, I like cats.
Yeva finds her dog in... Pouch Poo. Pooch Love. This summer.
Listen, no.
Puppy Love. In theaters everywhere.
Puppy Love? No. F that shit. I believe in real love. The
and
kind that transcends time and space.
Puppy love.
Who's that?
Let's all calm down and
it's
do a group om real quick.
Okay.
Om.
What the fuck was that guy?
And there's Timmy to fuck up our moment of zen.
Timmy the tiger. No, that's not Timmy the tiger.
I wish one day, like mid-show, Timmy can just walk in and just like be part of our show.
Well, doesn't he live next door?
He's the friend of my neighbor next door. So he visits sometimes.
Frequently. Every time I'm here, he's here.
He's a character, man. I fucking love him.
He is, but he's also always in character. But who's the real Timmy?
Oh, shit.
Maybe we should explore that.
I don't think he's in character. He's an actor. That's part of who he is.
Actor. He's always acting.
He's a character, yeah.
Yeah,
he's always in character. Who's the real Timmy?
He's got a new reality show with the most downloaded woman on the internet.
That Margolis chick?
Cindy Margolis?
Yes.
He's on a reality show with her. So when I get Timmy in. The thing is, here's the thing. I want to give Timmy a full hour because he's one of those people.
That's
we can just constantly probe his brain.
Too much Timmy.
Just like you, Annabelle. We needed you for a full hour. I can't just be like, Annabelle, come in here, talk about your sex swingers clubs and leave.
Yeah.
We got to elaborate on this. This is important mm-hmm. stuff. This is interesting stuff.
So elaborate.
I feel good. You know that I would now.
I think Yeva's getting into the sex scene.
I'm sorry, all that sex talk kind of got to me.
I don't blame you.
I know.
That was really amazing. You're gonna go back with an. You're gonna convince your next boyfriend that he should go to a sex club, shouldn't he?
Of course, he and he better. I would like him to have that
experience.
Mm. And the free-mindedness to be able to go with me and
only
not judge
be attracted
me
to
afterwards,
you.
And
right.
be still attracted to me, and we can.
And isn't that the root of the reason why you go into these things? Is because people don't really judge you. It's like everyone's kind of naked. It's just everyone's bare.
It's literal.
Literally.
Yeah.
There's no kind of like facade anyone puts
it's
on.
Not
literally
at all.
The Garden of Eden, but modern times. And perverted.
I'm just so interested about the details,
much
like this whole
perverted.
Place smelling like sex.
There's a red apple, but that's not what you do with it.
What do you do with a regular red apple?
That's another story.
Have you ever been in a long distance relationship, Annabelle?
Very short.
Very short.
About 4 or
it
5 months in New York.
It didn't last. Because we were talking about this before we did the show tonight.
I remember.
Talking about long distance relationships just do not work. They're
well, if it's permanent, that doesn't. What if it's temporary long distance? And what if one day you're going to see each other again? But let's say the long distance only lasts for 2-3 months, and mm-hmm. then you see each other again, and that if that incredible passion is still there, it's even better than the sex.
Okay,
first
what happens
time.
When you go
sex
back?
Time.
When you go back, and when is the next time you're going to see each other? Another
2-3 months.
3-4 months. Okay. And then after that, another 3-4 months.
No. We're not getting it any further than the first 3-4 months.
So wait, after you see each other,
like,
you're like...
No, first of all long-distance relationships are not good. Because
they're
when you want someone, you want to touch them, feel them, smell them, love them.
Get to know them.
See them in every way. So long-distance is like... You might as well have an imaginary relationship.
It's
Let's
like
just imagine a relationship.
It's like going to a strip club and the strippers aren't even there.
Yeah. It's an imaginary strip club.
It's more of a Baltese than a strip club without strippers.
Is Baltese a dog?
That's a Maltese. I think
I'm going to name my dog Baltese. Come here, Baltese.
That's a really good
teasing
name.
Teasing of the balls. That's what you mean.
Blue balls. Come here, blue balls.
Oh, that's a good name,
Baltese. I want to call my dog Beer. Hey, Beer. Come here, Beer.
Am I giving you a Baltese?
With your sex swingers talk, you were giving me a Baltese.
I love Baltese.
No, you don't.
It's such a good, cute dog. Baltese.
Maltese.
Maltese. Back to
Baltese.
Alex, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
You look like you're doing a trick with 3-4 things.
He's multitasking.
That's what this whole show is.
He's
this whole show is we're doing
he's
a trick with 3-4
things.
We're multi-baltasking. Annabelle.
Yes, Alex.
Damn,
girl.
We've never had a guest as interesting as you. You know that, right?
You gotta change your crazy ways.
That, no. Tell me more.
No, you tell me more.
Ask me, I shall tell. Go
Ask
ahead.
Ask her, girl.
You have questions too, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Did you ever have an orgasm at one of these parties not induced by your lover?
Yes.
And did your lover ever get jealous because he couldn't ever give you an orgasm?
No, because at the time he had his penis in another woman's mouth. So
oh.
he could better not get jealous.
Wait a minute. So while you're there and you're both with someone else, there's no little sense of jealousy or what the other person's
not
doing
at all? No.
Freedom.
Is it because of the freedom at this place that gives you that easiness?
No, it's the freedom between you and your couple.
I see.
Your partner.
I see.
Right.
Keep saying couple.
Trust issues.
If
you love each other and want each other regardless, it doesn't matter.
You both chose to be in that situation, so you can't judge each other.
And let me ask you this. After being there, did that make your sexual chemistry even hotter?
Yes. Our sex even got better and better afterwards.
Wowzers.
Well, not better and better.
So would you recommend this?
He's still learning.
Would you recommend this?
He's getting better and better.
Oh, you're not still with this guy, are
no.
you?
No.
Would you recommend this for couples who are kind of like dying in the bedroom and stuff like that? You know, like would this revive the couple's relationship?
If it's dying in a relationship, it has a lot to do between you and your partner.
Right.
You know, you can definitely try to do it to enhance it, but if there's death,
if it's
in
dead,
a relationship,
it's dead.
It's
like
dead. You're trying
beating
to wake
a dead
up
horse.
The dead. Yeah. What was that horse? Joke that you said? The hate.
Oh, right. A friend of mine updated his Facebook status with buying a Christmas gift for your ex-girlfriend is like buying hay for a dead horse.
Exactly.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, works for...
Oh, great.
Yeah,
why would you buy a Christmas gift for your ex-girlfriend?
If you're still friends.
But didn't you tell me if you really love the person, then every time you see them, you're going to want them. You can't really be friends with someone that you're really into.
Basically, it's like this. If a woman is really into a guy and they were dating and they had an amazing relationship, after that, she can never be real friends with him. She'll want him every time.
Every time you see him, you're going to want to think about being together.
If she was never really into him, that's okay. She can be friends with him.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
But what if he's into her? And what if
you know
he's
what,
the one that
doesn't matter
to have
for the girl?
Say,
you know what?
Well,
I
guys always want to sex
it
with a girl.
It does matter. I've had ex-boyfriends that I wasn't so interested in too, but they wanted to have sex with me, so I would have sex with them just because they wanted to have sex with me.
Like a courtesy fuck.
Courtesy fuck. Thank you.
I like that.
Yes, I like that.
So wait, you actually make a point there, because the only ex-girlfriend that I'm friends with now is I wasn't really that into her.
Exactly why you're friends with her still.
Yeah. And if I run into someone that we were like, boom, really into each other.
Even if you were in another relationship, you
would
still want to have sex.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
That connection never goes away, ever.
You're so right.
Regardless of circumstances, that connection never goes away if it was real.
You're absolutely right. Let's just be friends.
No. If you're really into someone, no.
Let's move on, actually, is the answer to that.
Well, let's do move on. Yes.
Alex, are you still buying that ex gift? Christmas gift?
No, I don't even buy my current gift. There's no Christmas
there's
gift. It's the recession. What are you talking about? No, seriously, I don't support Christmas. And that's not being
I don't
Scrooge.
Like Christmas at
that's
all because nobody even believes in the real spirit of what it is.
Let me tell you something. Oh. When I, Annabelle, I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's say me and you are great friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I see something in the middle of the year, it's not your birthday, it's not your Christmas, it's nothing. And I see something completely appropriate, and I'm like, this makes me think about Annabelle. She's going to love
then
this gift.
Then you want to do her
I'll
again.
Buy it. I'll buy you that gift. You know what I mean? I hate the fact that you have to buy a gift on a certain date.
You don't.
I hate the fact
you don't
that you
have to
go out for Christmas and do Christmas shopping.
You don't have to.
Bullshit. That's for the masses. That's for the asses.
I would even appreciate the fact that you thought of me like
regardless of holidays.
Regardless of holidays.
Or birthdays.
Yeah.
That's more amazing. Even if I don't get a Christmas gift.
Exactly.
Then that's fine. I understand the fact that you are that person, and I know to expect it whenever.
Right. Because you know me as being like a giving person throughout every year, every day of the year.
But I've had partners in my life that never got me gifts.
Right. Anytime.
Right.
And then when Christmas time came, maybe or maybe not, I would get it.
And so doesn't that make it less valuable?
Valuable,
because
it's
like a mandatory kind of gift.
Right, so when Christmas time comes, I expect a gift because this whole time I didn't get a gift.
And that's why I don't support this whole bullshit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have nothing to do with holidays. If you love someone, if you appreciate someone, just buy them a gift on, March 2.
Doesn't matter, right.
That's it.
I agree with you
March
all the way.
March 4th is my
birthday. And not only, but those gifts are way more valuable because it is something that right there on the spot that makes sense. Instead of like, what am I going to buy this person?
Right.
I guess a gift certificate. Right. That's the worst thing you can do.
Obligatory gifts are never real.
When that happens, I think, man, you shouldn't have wasted your $40. Or, inside I'm thinking, you shouldn't have spent $20 on that or whatever you spent on it.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Honestly, I think all holidays have become a consumer thing. Give gifts when you feel like giving of a gift. You don't have to give it on Christmas.
True.
That's it. You can give it on like March 4th.
Best part of Christmas,
I love
think,
going to March when it comes to a random date.
Well,
what's
her
with
birthday,
March?
And that's when she's leaving.
I am. I'm leaving in March for a
You're
while.
You're leaving in March 2010?
Yes.
For what?
I'm March 20th. I'm leaving.
The year 2010, I meant.
No. Yes. 2010. I'm going to Armenia for a few days.
Few days.
Let me tell you something. That is a huge waste of a plane ticket.
Why?
Armenia is done. There's nothing in Armenia worth seeing.
I think you're wrong.
No. There's nothing in Armenia.
This
Armenia
is a personal
waste.
Thing. Trust me.
Spend that money. Go to Europe. Spend that money. Go
I've
to
been
Japan.
To Europe.
Because first of all, Armenian plane tickets are super expensive.
No, it's not. $700.
Really?
Yes.
How
right
the
now.
Fuck did you find that? Winter? Is that why?
It's March.
Yeah, it's winter there. That's why.
Okay, that's why. No one's going. So you're going to go freeze your boobs off.
I'm not going to freeze anything off. Trust me. I'm going to get everything hot.
Oh, that's right. Yevu has a little lover abroad. Speaking of long distance relationships, you got something that you're keeping going, aren't you?
I met somebody that I thought was incredibly wonderful and I would like to see him again.
By the way, 2 weeks ago when Yevu couldn't make it to the show, it's because she was going to go see this dude.
And he was fantastic. And he is
fantastic. Was all worth it.
And we completely...
Do you agree, Annabelle?
I agree.
That's fine with that. No, I met the dude. I've talked to the dude. Great guy. Great for you.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
When you meet someone who's amazing, it's worth your time.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, no.
But damn, all the way to Armenia just to give yourself
a
tease?
I do have family there.
Yeah, but don't you realize you're going to leave and you're going to be like, damn, I want to be with this guy.
Well, just no, all I know is what you. I know now, and I enjoy his company. And so if it's worth going there, why not?
But it's an experience of its own.
I know, but just we just finished talking
off
about
to Armenia.
How
it's kind of an adventure. Why not?
Yeah, kudos to Yeva for like taking that risk
plunge. Plunge? I wouldn't call it a plunge. I'd call it a...
Skydiving.
You're right. That's a plunge. No. Going upwards,
you
like
guys
a rocket.
You guys only spent like 2 weeks here together,
right? Something like that.
Yeah. In those 2 weeks, you were intimate, right?
In those 2 weeks, I was basically in bliss.
Right.
Answers the question.
Okay. So, he's been calling you ever since then? Like every day,
yes.
Probably?
Yes.
And so. he's very, very loving. He definitely likes you a lot.
He's a good human being. That's
you
all
like
I know.
Him.
He's an amazing human
being. But we just finished talking about how long distance relationships don't work, and you're going to go over there.
Well, if it continues to be long distance forever, it's not going to work. But
maybe
if it's
this
only
will
for
be
a brief
the exception
time.
Of long distance relationships. Well, maybe this time it will work, and it will give a
who knows.
Example.
Anything's possible.
You never know.
Who knows?
Okay, there's that positive
no expectations.
Thinking. And then there's also that. Are you planning on moving to Armenia?
No, all I know is I'm not planning anything. All I know is I can go with the flow. If it doesn't work, it doesn't. If it does, great. That's it.
But at the end, that flow is a little bit of a cock tease, and you don't want that.
Listen, all I know is. We know there's one thing guaranteed in life.
What's that?
You're all going to die. We're True. All going to die. So okay. In between life and death, all you can do is experience life.
Right.
You can't play it safe all the time. It will, it won't. Just go with it. If it works, fabulous. If it doesn't, you got a little wiser because wisdom comes from pain, not pleasure.
Right.
AKA okay. Freedom Makers.
You know, I hope it works for you. Like I said, he was a great dude. He seemed
all
like
I know
a very
is anything's
solid guy.
Possible. That's
Musician.
It.
He plays the cello.
He's an amazing musician. Incredibly creative.
He was always talking romantic to you. What was the kinds of things he would say to you? Like
I'm not going to discuss
come
that.
Come on.
Private.
This is good stuff. This is not
no.
that
well,
private.
Well, she shouldn't kiss and tell. Don't kiss okay. and tell.
No, I'm not going to say anything because that's private between us. But what I know yes, is that is. As a female and as a human being, he made me feel happy. That's
made
it.
Made you feel happy.
That's it. And he still does. I'm happy. That's
right.
all.
Right. We're not going to lose you, are we?
No, I'll be back. I'm not going
to
move there.
If you go to Armenia and live there, Raw Radio
no, I'm
is
not going to move there forever. I'll be back.
Okay, I hope
so. Selling, I mean, we're going to start sending you money.
No, we're going to start sending you a microphone so you can
and
broadcast out of Armenia.
I can do that. Kevin and Bean did that when he moved to like Wisconsin or something.
You mean one guy was somewhere else and Bean was somewhere
right,
else?
Right, they did that.
Really?
Yeah.
And they still had the back and forth conversation?
They did, but it wasn't as dynamic.
Obviously.
Because they weren't in front of each other's
faces. Yeah,
really
you got to smell each other,
Listen,
see each other.
I'll be back. I'm going to live here. But right. all I know is that life is beautiful. That's all.
Do it. I'm happy for you.
Thank
Anything
you.
That makes you happy makes me happy.
Thank you very much.
You're my Robin Quivers. Are you kidding me?
Quivers. Because I got them Quivers.
So, Annabelle, I got your name screwed up like 4 times today.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of beeping going on.
There's
going
to be a lot of
beeping.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's going to be like an NP. What is that station where it's all rap?
105.9.
No, TV. Like,
are you talking about NPR?
Oh, BET.
BET. It's gonna be like a BET show. Beep beep beep.
Man, motherfucker, beep, beep, beep.
Man. Right.
But if this was an NPR show, we could talk about anything, and it would be interesting.
Jerry Glazer.
Because anything we say would be said in this voice, just like NPR.
And
I
just
love the way
to
this voice sounds. I gotta
it's
say,
so
it sounds
good.
So sexy.
I just want to walk around life with these headphones on.
This morning, I woke up and scratched my butt. But whatever I
so
say,
sexy.
It's gonna sound
Talk
interesting
more.
To you because I'm saying it in this voice.
Yes.
I'm Michelle Norris.
Tell me more about scratching your butt.
I scratched the northern right hemisphere of my right butt.
That is so interesting.
And then looked out the window and glazed at my half-open blinds.
Oh, yes.
On this morning edition of Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Oh, it's Cherry Glazer.
I'm Cherry Glazer.
Or Michelle Norris.
Cherry
Glazer is a porn name, right?
Huh?
Cherry Glazer sounds like a porn name, right?
It could
Stripper
be a really
name.
Good porn
yeah,
name.
Yeah, guys, give it up for Cherry Glazer.
She will glaze your cherry.
Right after Divinity.
Or Mercedes. Meet her in the champagne room after the show for a good.
Next up on stage, put your hands together for Starlight. No.
You know, have you noticed how strippers and really old rich women have the same name? Like Candy or Cookie or Mercedes. Mm. Like 90-year-old rich women from the South and like hookers.
Okay, today I met a really rich white woman and imagine what her name is out of all names.
Cookie.
Ethel.
Oh!
Like, that is an authentic name. Ethel.
For a rich old woman.
For a woman.
For a woman.
It's such
American
a,
woman.
I don't know any woman these days that has a name Ethel.
Except from Lucy.
Lucy. And the woman I met today.
You know what? Ethel is an old school name. Kind of
like
Gretchen.
Gretchen. Thank you.
I don't know if I can make love to an Ethel or a Gretchen.
You know what you can't make love to is this lady, and it's an Armenian name. It's called Yersik.
Oh, God.
You just want to stuff her under a pillow.
Oh, yeah, just like that, Ethel. Oh, yeah, arch your back, Gretchen.
Yersik. How about Yersik? Try Yersik.
Yersik?
Yersik.
Oh, Yersik, I love it when you do that to me, Yersik.
She sounds fat and wrinkled. Like a blob. You remember that episode of Family Guy when Peter turns into a boneless blob?
Actually, no, I haven't seen that
one. Does this mean our show is ending? I was just getting started.
We're just beginning.
Oh my God. I just want to say I love every single human being out there who's living their life as they should, only making themselves and everyone around happy. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. Does this have anything to do with you about to see your lover in Armenia?
Yes. I love love and I love life.
Watch, Yeva comes back from Armenia and she wants him. She's like, fuck everything, fuck everybody.
No. All I got to say is love, 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 love. Love.
All right. We'll talk to you in 3 months, Yeva.
Okay. Mwah.
Annabelle. Yes. I just want to say you've been a lovely guest host.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And fabulously attractive.
Thank you.
So attractive and so much input on the California Sex Swingers Club, actually.
Anytime, whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
You can't find me because of my fake name. But anytime. And if you do know who I am, don't talk to me about this. But you don't know. Yeah,
don't ever bring it up.
That's in the past for Raw Radio. And of course, my co-host, Yeva, who is my
it's so good to be back.
Robin Quivers.
I love y'all.
Thank
love you.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you. Thanks for this new microphone that looks like a beautiful microphone.
We bought Yeva a microphone in the shape of a penis so she could be totally comfortable on the show.
Raw Radio,
our
give it
Raw
up.
Radio live bartender, Alina. Thank Vasegian. You for making wonderful drinks for us. Go see her at the sidebar
on Sunday night, bitches.
Ask for Alina, tip her, love her.
Tip her big.
Martini. Thank you.
Our audience, Manny, and of course, Pat the sound engineer. Can't do this without you, baby. Ladies, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having us.
So good.
You're wonderful, and thank you for listening to Raw Radio. We'll be back in a week, baby.